You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Joining us from our studio in Bristol, Tennessee, our baseball analyst, Mike Musselman, second baseman for the Eden Prairie Eagles back in the day. What is up, Gunner?
You crazy.
Huh? Did you play second base or not?
Yeah, but, I mean, you changed. Now I'm from Tennessee.
Did I say? No, Bristol, Connecticut. The home
of Bristol, Tennessee.
Oh, sorry about that. I got excited. Bristol, Tennessee, the home of ESPN Studios. Yeah.
Yeah, you're all baseball. You're ready for baseball, aren't you?
Oh, if you're a baseball fan, today's a great day. Four games. Right? The American League games.
The top teams.
The games are going to be awesome, right? It would be a great venue at Fenway Park, a historic venue. And, no, I'm fired up. I love that. Today's one of the great days of the year if you're a baseball fan. So, anyway, so I'm fired up.
It is going to be exciting.
No, it'd be
Cleveland.
Fun.
It's Cleveland playing in Houston. They're the first game.
Yep.
And, Colorado at Milwaukee. That's going to be an interesting game.
But the Thunderdome games are in the American League. And, if you like baseball, the Dodgers are good, but, you know, you haven't heard of, for instance, when you hear who's pitching, for instance, Corey Kluber and Justin Verlander, right? That's like dinosaurs fighting, okay? You want to see that.
And yeah, then, I couldn't even believe Verlander's still around.
Yeah, but last year he was just lights out throughout the whole playoffs. So they'll play in Cleveland, in Houston. That'll be crazy. Jay Happ has been tough on the Red Sox. Chris Sale was the front runner for the Cy Young Award till late in the season. They'll play in Fenway. That place will be hysterical. That'll be awesome. And then Colorado, Milwaukee, like, if you're there, you care, right? If you don't, you've never heard of most of these guys, but it'll be worth watching. And then Atlanta got smoked yesterday by the Dodgers, so we'll see if Atlanta can get off the canvas and take on the Dodgers. But wall-to-wall baseball, so I'm fired up. And if you've never been to one of these venues, like going to the World Series in Fenway, crazy fun, awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So,
Fenway Park, going to see a baseball game, Fenway is like on the bucket list. You got to go. Yeah, if you're a baseball fan, you got to see a game.
Wrigley, and put Wrigley on there as well.
Wrigley's still in the old ones.
Yeah, it's still, you know, things you need to see, and just old venues that are just incredible, you know, and Fenway and Wrigley are the two oldest now, and everybody else got a brand new modern. Beautiful baseball stadium. So interesting. But today a fun day. Also, a good buddy of ours is getting promoted. So today, Chris Bronzy, becoming part of the Senate of the Marine Corps. But I don't know that that's a compliment anymore.
So I don't know.
Maybe we should find another way to bestow an honor. I don't know. We should find another kind of comparison or word for that. But Chris Bronzy, one of the great guys, a great friend of ours who we deployed to Afghanistan with. I met him. Did you? You met him in Ramadi, yes, or did you? When he was out there with Combat Outpost, did you meet him there?
No, I didn't meet him there. I knew he was there. I came right after he left.
Okay. All right. So that's where I met Chris, was at Combat Outpost. He gets promoted in Quantico today. My son's part of the ceremony, so fired up about that. Patrick found out that John was part of the ceremony, and he was like, what? Yeah. John's in Joker 6's ceremony. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. I'm like, hey, when Joker 6 calls on you, you don't say no. Patrick just shook his head, like, unbelievable. But that going on today, so pretty cool stuff. Guys who should be promoted and get there and have done everything kind of the right way, and Chris Bronzy is that guy. And his mom's going to be there. His mom doesn't eat ice cream when he's deployed. So I said, make sure your mom gets all the ice cream she wants. He said, I will. So kind of funny. But that's going on today. What's going on? Anything exciting going on in Granbury today?
It's nice out today. It's really nice.
Like, what is, what's, so define nice for me. What's the air temperature?
It's cool out. It had the breeze today. I did the lawn today, this morning. It was nice. It was like, oh.
So what kind, do you have a riding mower or a push mower?
I have a push, like the self-engaged one. You know, you pull the lever up and then the wheels take off. You don't have to do anything. You just make sure it goes straight.
Yep. Those are nice. Those are nice.
Those are nice.
Especially if you have, how big's your yard? Big?
No, not growing up, that was a big yard. That was a mowing thing. And that was the, you know, parents never got the riding lawnmower until I left. And then they got the riding lawnmower, and I'm like, shit,
yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, and then, you know, of course, you got to bag all the grass. And that was before, you know, the baggers back then really didn't do it well. And then, you know, the other thing about not living in the Midwest or where there's trees is raking. You know, leaves up. When we moved to Virginia, we had a pretty big yard. So I got a leaf hog. You ever seen a leaf hog?
No. What's a leaf hog?
So you rake piles, small piles of leaves all over the yard.
Yeah.
Then you have this gas-powered, and it's like a blower, but it sucks. It's got a huge nozzle.
I've seen them.
And then it's got a bag, and then you suck all the leaves up, and it mulches them, and then puts them in the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Way to go.
That's tight.
Just suck those leaves right up.
Yeah. No, you know, it's kind of a big deal, because if you don't suck them up, they go into the drainage system of the city, and then you more
they just
likely,
go everywhere. Yeah. They become waterlogged when it rains, and then they mold.
Yeah, breaking leaves in parts of the country. Breaking leaves sucks. And then if your neighbor doesn't rake their leaves, you get their leaves too, which will piss you right off too.
I wanted artificial turf. I don't know why artificial turf is not, you know, a big thing. All lawns, you think how much water we'd save, artificial turf. All you got to do is just sweep a yard.
Hey, they perfected artificial turf now, and most high schools are going to that system where it you don't require any kind of maintenance or ground crew. You know, you have the district has a ground crew, and they have, you know, it's that turf that you have those rubber pebbles in and all that stuff that you see colleges have. And now most high schools that I see around here anyway have them, and no water, no maintenance. They, you know, they grate the dirt and roll it down, and then they put the turf on top of it, and away they go. It looks great. It looks great.
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know why we don't all go to artificial turf.
Oh, there are. Well, you know what? It saves on the groundskeeper. It saves on his pension and all of his assistants and all the money you pay them. You now have one guy that goes around and makes sure the drain's clear, and that's as much.
One less union to worry about.
Yeah, well, that's what we're headed for. So with your current lawn, how many times do you have to empty the bag?
It was short today, so I just mulched it to give. It's wintertime. It's getting close to wintertime, so I'm mulching the lawn a little bit to put give that base layer of what it needs.
What is the purpose of mulching? I like mulching because I didn't have to dump the bag.
Well, mulching, you know, gives the food, but it's just recycling the lawn. You're chopping that leaf, those lawn clippings back up into the lawn so when they decompose.
Should I do that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do it during the summer. But I do it in the spring and the fall. And then phosphorus goes down this week. No, or next week, I'm sorry. Next week.
Is it possible to reseed your lawn without plowing it all up?
Yeah, it depends on the grass. So, or you can get different types of grass. There is one grass, and I've been thinking about putting it in. But you order it, and it comes in these... little air, you know, little starter, little thing, cakes, and then you
cakes
make a hole, yeah, and you slip this the grass that's already in. It's like a, you know, pre-seeded, and then it overtakes your lawn, and then it keeps growing.
That's what I want, like a weed.
Well, the it's yeah, and the grass, you know, it's weed resistant. It looks green all year round.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want it like, you know, because ice plants like that. You can plant ice plant on your, you know, if you're doing landscaping, that stuff starts growing, and it looks great. And if you can keep the weeds out of it and whatnot, you know, it looks it's beautiful green stuff. But it grows yeah. like well, some kind of disease.
Called Zoysia?
I don't know. That's I don't know. Send me the name.
We have a centipede.
What?
We have a centipede grass.
Centipede grass?
Yeah, so it grows.
Yeah.
Not only up, but it grows out.
That's what I want.
It's kind of, it's a pain in the ass, man. You don't want.
I don't want that?
Get the Zoysia. That stuff, that's the good stuff. It's super thick. I mean, when you fall like, it's like landing on a mattress.
Zoysia? How do you spell, oh.
Z-O-Y-S-I-A.
Zoysia grass.
Yeah.
Ooh.
High traffic.
Zoysia sod plugs. 36
yeah, that's it. So
36 in a tray for $54.98 at Home Depot. And then you just space these out and plug them in, and then it overtakes your lawn?
Yeah, it overtakes your lawn. And you got to make sure your neighbor's cool with it because they it'll overtake their lawn here.
I don't care about him. That's his problem. He's going to say, hey, man, your lawn's like overtaking mine. I'm like, that's right. That's how it works in this neighborhood. Anyway, never mind. What else was I going to say? All right, so that's good. That's good. I've been fighting. Yeah, so I've been fighting a little sprinkler.
Is it Home Depot?
Yeah, Home Depot for $55. You can get 36 count trays. I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean there's like
36?
It says 36 count trays. I don't know what that means. If there's 36 plugs. 36
probably
count,
36 plugs.
36 count plug trays of, it would make more sense if it said, it would say 36 count plug tray. That would mean there's one tray. It says trays, so maybe it might take more than one tray to have.
Yeah. Right. Then you got to buy a plugger, a little thing that.
That's a long thing that,
That tool that you make the holes.
Yeah, you stick it in and then you turn it and then you pull it out and then you stick the plug in.
Yeah. I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Whoa.
You can spend, I mean,
you can spend a lot of money.
It looks better.
Yeah.
It looks a lot better. And you got to measure it all out.
How what's the spacing for the Zoysia plugs?
I don't know. I have to look it up.
This is the gardening hour with Mike and Mike.
This is gardening hour.
I've been fighting a sprinkler problem. I had a problem I had a problem with a riser. I thought I fixed that. I put the old sprinkler head on, but I kept getting water in the hole that I dug. I dug a big hole around the sprinkler, troubleshooting because I had water seeping out of the grass, so I knew I had a leak in the pipe. So I replaced the riser, but I still had water filling up this hole, and I knew it wasn't coming out of the riser. And then the top of the sprinkler head was wet, and I'm like, this thing's old and it doesn't seal, and so because it's at a low point, the water is oozing out of it that's sitting in the pipe. That pressure is just pushing and that's filling. So I went and bought a new sprinkler head last night. Boom! I have two of those situations. One I fixed. Second one, where now I installed a new head, so we're going to see if that's the only issue. If that's the only issue, there should be no more water in the hole as of about this afternoon, and then we're good to go. Then I'll fill in the holes. Boom! Then I think I'm ready for the plugs. I'm ready for the plugs.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, but I like those kind of projects. I like those kind of problems for whatever reason. I'm not sure. It gives me purpose in life, I think. I like solving that kind of stuff. What's your biggest yard? What's your biggest yard issue right now?
Right now?
Yes.
Changing the grass. I'm tired of this creeping centipede, whatever it is, Bermuda. Drives me crazy.
I thought Bermuda grass was short grass.
Got it. But that's my biggest problem right now. The sprinklers are all great. I got the app for my sprinkler control. I got the new faceplate, so it's on my phone. I can see what things are getting water where. It's pretty cool. Set everything up on my phone now. I don't have to go over there and work with those little dials and buttons. So, make it easier. Hey, we went to dinner last night at Christina's.
Really?
3-year anniversary, Matt.
How many?
The 3-year anniversary.
Of what?
That they've been here.
Oh, that they've been there. Okay.
Oh.
I thought you were talking about your wedding anniversary. I was like, you've been married longer than that.
I had a Wagyu burger. Oh my God, it was so good. I was craving a hamburger, so I got the Wagyu, the high end burger. Oh.
Tell me about it.
The Wagyu burger?
Yeah.
Oh, so good. You know, and it's got like that, it's on a brioche bun, it's buttered, it's got all the good, just the regular lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle. But the beef, well seasoned, really moist, really tender, big, thick. Oh. And it was, I mean, it's like biting into heaven. It tastes so good.
I agree.
He got the Chilean sea bass, which is always a favorite.
Yeah, you find a place that can make that well, it's the way to go.
They make it the best I've ever had.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed.
No. Yeah, you don't want to screw sea bass up. So good. But yeah, I went over there. Tomorrow I'll get my situation room class at the church with the ladies. That'll be fun. And then Monday, I'll be up in Fort Worth teaching another class to Angie and some of her friends. So, and then next week's pretty busy. I had a tease going to New York with her friend from California. So that's that. I don't have to pick him up at the airport. That's even better.
Yeah, that doesn't do well.
No, and then they'll be in New York, and then I'm scheduling my surgery consult.
What's the surgery for?
My nose, my septum.
Oh,
which I didn't,
that's right.
Which the military didn't catch for X amount of years.
Shocker.
You know, my nose.
Shocker.
Shattered. And caused a lot of problems in my sinus cavities, which probably led to the fact that I, sinusitis and all the other stuff, and all sinus infections. Mm. And
you're going to be like a new man.
We'll see. It's so aggravating, when the doctor's sitting there telling you, after you've been in the Marine Corps now for 3 years, and after being in the Marine Corps for 31 years, and Navy medicine, and even the VA, and everybody else, never asked for that kind of test. And he's like, oh, look, right here. This is the problem. This is a normal nose. Here's your nose. Your nose is in pieces. See all these little white bumps? Yeah.
Yes.
That should be a straight line. Oh. Thank you. You know? And then he's like, is there a problem? No, I'm just a little upset right now. Not with you. Just upset with the system. So, another reason, I hate it so much.
Yeah, it's honestly, it is amazing. And I have, Patrick's going through that right now. They can't diagnose what's wrong with his stomach.
Tell him to go see a surgeon.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah. And he's probably got, you know, he probably had the same kind of, you know, scenario that I did. And I didn't, they didn't fix it until I got out of the Marine Corps. Same thing. Oh, take these pills. Stay away from spicy food.
Yeah, no, Patrick with his toe, he got, yeah, we're going to have to remove your big toenail forever. And so he went out in town and then he saw a civilian. And they're like, yeah, guy's a former Navy corpsman, but now he's been out for 10 years. You know, I think he's a nurse practitioner or something like that. So he's like, yeah, come on, sit down. And he said, so he's like, well, we'll do this, we'll do that. And Patrick looks at him and says, like, right now? He goes, yeah, hold on, I'll take care of this. Done. And which is, yeah, as Mike said, which is frustrating. It's like, are you kidding me? I've been dealing with this shit, going to those monkeys, you know, for forever, right? They're the same people that get your post-deployment mental health assessment. What do they know how to do with it? Nothing, right? And so he's been going to gastro people, you know, on, you know, Mainside Hospital, blah, 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 blah. You know, can't find anything wrong. Look, say thanks. I need your authorization to the military to pay for this consult out in town. And they're going to look at you and say, oh, yeah, here it is. Do this. So it is. It's frustrating. And, you know, I'll tell you, my father-in-law, who's a former Army doctor before he passed away, he had four kids under the age of five and got drafted in the Army as a doctor. And they sent him to Trifler Air Force Base or Army Base in Hawaii. And they, because his family was so big, they gave him a whole, like, lower floor of a barracks. They had, like, two washing machines, two dryers, two kitchens, all this shit. So he said it was the best. But the advice he gave me is he said, hey, take out an insurance policy so that your family can go get looked at out in town. Because what you're dealing with is really inexperienced docs. And docs don't get good till, they're like mechanics. You gotta fix enough cars to know, to develop some judgment. You're working with rookies. And they don't know, you know, they can hand out pills and they can do basic stuff. But if you're looking for them to diagnose problems, not, have something else, especially for your wife and kids. I was like, okay. So I think that's very, very prudent advice. Very, very prudent advice from Don Drake, the, former major, United States Army. So, yeah. Yeah, he's in during Vietnam, never went to Vietnam, but treated a lot of guys coming home from Vietnam. But again, can you imagine, you know, I mean, how long, Mike, how long did you have that, quote unquote, your gallbladder getting told that it was acid reflux and all the other things that you got told? How many years?
20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 years. And it's just, yeah, and I can't. The number of pills I took and, you know, just stupid shit. It never worked.
What is the Vacaville Dave asked an hour ago, he asked the chef what was his favorite comfort food. Do you have mine are peanut M&M's. You have a favorite
comfort food? That peanut M&M's are not comfort food.
Yes, mine are. Why can't mine be comfort food?
Because that's not comfort food.
What is the definition of comfort food?
Comfort food is like
food that comforts you.
No.
Comfort food. Comfort food is food that provides a nostalgic or sentimental value to someone and may be characterized by its
a feeling of well-being,
high caloric nature, high carbohydrate level, or simple preparation. Like why can't mine be peanut M&M's?
Chicken noodle soup is good comfort food.
Well, maybe if your mom made that for you and gave it to you and said, hey, come here, and acted like your first sergeant, come here, pumpkin, come here, Mikey, put your head on my shoulder, tell mama your problems today, you're going to be okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but peanut M&M's, that's trash.
What?
Yeah, that's Pat. That's
you can't call somebody else's comfort food trash. That's bullshit.
That's trash, man.
What is your comfort food?
Chili. Homemade chili.
That's bullshit.
No, it's not. That's under the real definition of comfort food.
What?
That or lasagna. Lasagna. Or meatloaf.
Lasagna is, I'm going to be a fat man comfort food. That's what lasagna
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah. And peanut M&M's is
healthy.
Going to make you lean and mean.
All the food groups, protein in the peanut, right? You got the chocolate food group, and then you have not only the dye, but you have
you know
the shell.
I'm going to make tamale peanut pie.
Tamale pie?
Yeah.
Tamale pie is good.
Lasagna. Yeah, that's a good comfort food, huh?
Yeah, lasagna is good. So all those foods could be comfort food. I don't even know what comfort is. Come on. All right, it made me happy.
That's trash.
No, it's not. Oh, yeah. Like I
forgot. Shepherd's pie. That's
nobody even knows what that is.
It's like tamale pie, but
shepherd's pie. It's like whatever. What's in shepherd's pie? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
So
shepherd's pie.
So what is in shepherd's pie?
Potatoes, beef, vegetables, potatoes. It's good. Shepherd's pie, I think originally it's made with lamb.
Potatoes, butter, onion, vegetables.
And then a meat.
Ground beef, yeah,
or
whatever.
I think it's lamb. The original is lamb.
Beef broth, and then Worcestershire sauce. I've never had shepherd's pie.
So good.
Is it?
What goes
over the top of it? Potatoes?
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, man.
And then you bake it.
That's
and
a fat man.
The mashed potatoes get a little crispy on top.
So
shepherd's
so,
pie or tamale pie?
So you
can be acquainted.
Mac, you're whacked. Like, why do I have to live under your jackass's tyranny of what comfort food is? Why can't if it's comforting to me? Why isn't that good enough?
No, because that's not even in the category. Candy is not comfort food.
It's not candy. If I looked at it as candy, I would agree with you, but I don't.
Yeah. Oh, it's a dish? Serve it up?
It's a meal.
No, you open a package and pour it in your hand.
Yes, just like shepherd's pie. You open packages for all that stuff and pour those ingredients in. Mine's a little simpler. It's not as highfalutin and big time as yours, so you want to shit on my M&Ms? Yeah. And they're not just M&M's or peanut M&M's. Headline, military.com, no evidence of widespread SEAL disciplinary problems, according to a Navy. I can't even
according read. To a Navy SEAL spokesman.
I can't even read it without laughing. Okay, nothing to see here, boys. Nothing to see here. Oh, shit.
Yeah, says Navy SEAL spokesman, investigated by the Navy SEAL.
That's...
I don't know. And this surprises you?
No. And then they list all the high profile, like two SEALs being held for murder right now in a case at AFRICOM when they got caught stealing money that was supposed to be given to informants. They murdered an Army Special Forces soldier who evidently was doing the accounting of the money. Blah 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 blah. There's another one in the brig in San Diego for murdering. You know, it's just like then there's all the amphetamine cases. Then there's the case of mutilation. Then it's like okay, but just so everybody knows, we don't have a problem. All right, got it. Next story. Here's an email. Mac, do you hate China? It sounds like you do. I do hate China. I don't hate the Chinese people. I hate China.
Or Chinese food.
I love China. I had the best Chinese food this week. I don't know how they make their shrimp fried rice. There's a restaurant here in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area called the Golden Dragon.
Yeah.
Right. My
is that little strip mall area?
Yes.
Yeah.
My father-in-law took us there, and he loved that place. He'd be eating and sweating. He loved it so much. But anyway, they make shrimp fried rice, but the rice is so light. It can't be rice. It's got to be something else. I don't know how they do it, but it's to die for. Oh my God! And they use good fresh shrimp in it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, the place in San Clemente is still one of my favorites.
What place?
The place over by behind, like, off the main strip. But if you're, like, standing at Sonny's,
yes.
Look across the street, and then behind that alley in that little...
That's
that
where
little,
your friend's barbershop was, right?
Yeah, the barbershop.
There you go. Right. Do you remember the name of the Chinese place there?
No. No, but it's so good.
No, let me just tell you what I feel about China's bullshit. Okay, they're just a lying bullshit country that plays blackmail games. And I love that Donald Trump is laying the wood to them with tariffs. I hope we organize our big naval exercises and say, yeah, bring your one carrier. We've got six. All right, what do you want to? Now what, assholes? All right. You want to play bumper cars with ships? That's okay. We'll do that with you. What else do you want to do? We're not, you know, I'm just sick of the Chinese, okay? I am sick of the Chinese. And I'm sick of guys like Barack Obama playing the Coke song and telling everybody to hold hands while we get weaker and they get stronger. The only way you deal with bullies is you punch them in the face, all right? And nobody can punch like we can punch, and yet we have a guy who goes around. We had a guy who went around the world, right, on bended knee, wanting to be like everybody else, not hurt anybody's feelings. Fuck that. That's a way to weakness, and it's a way to ruin. Okay? Yeah.
Angry.
Yeah. So fuck China. Boom.
Hey, it's called New Mandarin Garden.
The restaurant in San Clemente.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I hate China? Yeah, I'm anti-China.
Let's don't talk about China. China is... Oh, Sonny's is one of my favorite, too.
Sonny's is good.
Sonny's good.
Sonny's good. Nick's has two restaurants on Del Mar. Those are good, both good places. General Furness and I, and Sergeant Major Z, we would go to... There's a pizza place... Across the street from Nick's, the Big Nick's, across the street, oh, man, I wish I could remember the name of the place. They had like a little outdoor seating area.
Nick's?
Across the street from Nick's, kind of. I can't remember the name. You'd know it.
You mean south of Nick's?
Well, the south of Nick's is on the corner.
Yeah.
And then there's Nick's that's in the middle of Del Mar, right? As you're going towards your water, it's on the left-hand side.
Oh, Nick's, yeah.
Nick's. And then there's this place that's almost across the street, maybe in a couple places.
Is it the Thai food place?
No. It's pizza, sandwiches.
Oh, the Beach Fire.
The what?
The Beach Fire.
No. I'll find it. I got to go to Street View on Del Mar. And so, but they used to like to eat there, so I would eat, we were all,
It's not Mexican place, is it? Or it's a Chicago pizzeria?
Yeah, that kind of place. What's the name of that place?
I never ate there. It's trash. No, never ate there. I don't eat trash places.
Oh, listen to him. Mr. I'm somebody. Hold on. I'll give you the name of it. Even though you don't.
South of Nick's was pricey. And it wasn't, it was okay, but.
Yeah, I agree.
But La Siesta, man, yeah. If you ever want good Mexican food, go to La Siesta.
Yeah, and again,
order the Hungry Man's plate. It's not on the menu.
The reason you could tell, the story I tell about how I found, when you see fat people standing outside of a restaurant, go there.
Yeah. Fat Mexican standing outside of La Siesta.
Yeah. When you see that, that's your son. Like, so it happened once, and then I went by a second time, and it happened a second time. Like, maybe the first time was an accident, second time not an accident. So hit the brakes, turn around, and went inside.
Yeah. And then there's another place down the street more. It opened just before we were leaving, and we went to it a few times. It's called La Colombiana.
Selma's.
Oh, that place is gross.
No, it's not.
Yeah, don't go there.
Selma's is good. They had, I don't know what they used to get. They used to order the same thing.
Okay, you're talking about two yahoos that, no, they like
to eat, though.
Fine.
How about the place if you went to, let's see, You know, how Ola Vista runs east-west through San Clemente? So the corner of Ola Vista and Del Mar in San Clemente, okay, as you're heading towards El Camino Real, you hang a right, and there's an Italian place that's right on the corner there. There's a liquor store across the street, I think. Okay. Do you remember the name of that place?
An Italian place?
Yeah. It's got a little veranda outside. It's on the, as you're going toward, as you're heading south, it's on the left-hand side. It's got, like, the guy with the white apron and the white hat out in front.
Yeah, but I didn't think there's any restaurants on Ola Vista.
Yeah, there is.
Ola Vista goes through neighborhoods.
Yeah, it goes through neighborhoods. Well, it's a block off it's a block off El Camino Real. But San Clemente, I'd like to move back to San Clemente. As soon as Colleen can drive, I think I'll do that. Because it's a cool little small still kind of California town.
You're not talking about the place down by the pier.
No. Ola Vista Ola Vista wraps around.
I don't think it's on
Ola Vista. Yeah, no, it's a block off Ola Vista, so you know the intersection, Ola Vista and Del Mar. You're going towards, away from the water, towards the Coast Highway. You get to that intersection, you hang a right, you go a block on the left-hand side. Little Italian.
So you hang a left, or hang a right?
Right. On South Ola Vista.
Okay, so that's where Beach Fire is. Beach Fire. And then there's a Mexican joint right next to it, El Ranchito.
Yes.
Down from there.
Not a fan.
No, I'm not a big fan. I don't think there's any more restaurants. It goes back in the neighborhoods. Because then the parking lots are right behind that.
Right.
Then you got Tina and Vince's down off of Del Mar, down towards the pier. That place is ridiculous. Really good. But, yeah, when South Ola Vista crosses Del Mar, there's North Ola Vista. And the only places that are there are, like I said, that's where Beach Fire and that Thai place and El Ranchito. And then Billy's Meats is always a good place to go if you want a sandwich. It's the meat market. Billy's. We should get sandwiches at Billy's.
I can't.
You know, when you think about it, man, there was a lot of good restaurants in San Clemente.
I think it's called Italian Cravings. Casual Italian eatery for pizza and pasta. It's on the corner of, it's one block off at South Ola Vista.
It's before you get to, right. Yeah. It's got bad ratings, the junk place.
It's got 4 out of 5 stars, 104 reviews. 4.2 out of 5.
Yeah, but when you look at, like, Sonny's at 4.6.
Yeah, no, Sonny's is great. Sonny's is great. The thing I remember about Sonny's is they serve lasagna and it's still bubbling in the pan.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good. And they have a veranda, so if you want to eat outside, you can eat outside.
The smell of their garlic bread is just there. Just start doing the Pavlov's dog before you get in there.
You know what's interesting about San Clemente is that there's no real fast food joints in San Clemente. There is at the south end of town. There's a Kentucky Fried Chicken. And there's
stuff in the north end of town.
Carl's Jr. But in the city itself, no fast food.
No fast food. But there's a shit ton of stuff off of, where's the high school?
Pico.
There's a bunch of crap off of Pico.
Where did your daughter go to San Clemente High School?
Mm-hmm.
She's a Triton?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Nice.
Yeah, so she went all 4 years at San Clemente High School. And then she did elementary school and middle school up in Ladera.
Where?
Ladera. When we lived in Ladera.
Where's that? Ladera?
Yeah, Ladera's off of Crown Valley. You go up to Crown Valley, and then you make a right. And then you go all the way in the back area there. And it's a big, secluded area. Ladera Ranch.
Oh, Ladera Ranch. Okay. All right. Is that where kids is that where Marine kids go to elementary school?
No. There was very few Marines that lived up there.
Huh. So how did your daughter go to school there? Was it?
We had a house there.
Oh, I thought it might be open enrollment. You could go anywhere. Because Nathaman's kids went down to a real small school down by where he lived in San Clemente. So I wasn't familiar, though, with it. San Clemente's kind of
wedged. Well, he went to, because Jen used to work at that school.
Right.
One off the freeway, right?
Right. San Clemente's kind of wedged into this kind of narrow strip of land that kind of tapers between the ocean and Camp Pendleton. So it can't grow
too much. Yeah, and it's been closed off even more, because when they started building out east into Rancho Santa Clemente, came up, Marblehead, all these other communities start building out, and they start building out. It's isolated.
And then
you got Camp Pendleton just on the other side of it.
Right. So, I I'll tell you what, it's beautiful. Mike lived in one of the prettiest, probably the prettiest government housing that exists in the world, right on the Pacific Ocean.
Right above the cliffs
We're on what used to be President Nixon's property. But they would be million-dollar homes in California easily.
No, they are. I think the home right behind us, well, Nixon's old house is still there, and the monastery is still there. And then they built a new home on the other side of the property, and that thing's bigger than Nixon's old house. And I want to say, last time I saw it there, it was actually up for sale. It was like $27 or $32 million.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. You can walk down the beach, walk or run down the beach and see what Nixon's old home and all the things that are on that piece of property now. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. But it's absolutely, let me tell you.
Costa Pacifica.
Yeah, it's really cool to come home to. Like, after we got back from Afghanistan, I got a place. We got back in September, so the summer rentals were over, and I got a place right down by the pier in San Clemente for like, I don't know, $2,000 a month, which is not unheard of rent. But you know what? It was wake up and you can hear the surf and you look out at the ocean. It's absolutely beautiful. San Clemente's a cool little town. And, nice. Peaceful.
Yeah.
Peaceful. The Pacific Ocean. The peaceful ocean. So there you have it. Absolutely beautiful, though. Here's another email. So, Mac, you hate China. It sounded like that a few minutes ago. I think you have pretty good reasons. I think the Chinese are running a con game on the planet, and they dangle in front of everybody all the money you can make by selling inside China, and then they ask you to sell your soul. It was interesting to hear Vice President Pence call out Google and say they're in no way, shape, or form ought to be cooperating with the Chinese to create an internet that helps enslave a people in support of a totalitarian regime. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. You know what? I agree with you, and I think the vice president's absolutely right in doing that. I think it's bullshit that a company like Google would support a totalitarian state to their own financial, ends. I think it's absolute bullshit. Just my thought. I could be wrong, but I'm normally not. Another email. Mac, could the gunner say his that grass? I'm thinking about doing mine again. I thought I would have to rototill it, level it, rake it, and do all that bullshit. But if I could just fire some plugs in there and they'll overtake my current lawn, it sounds like a much easier fix to me. What is the name of the grass?
Zoya. It's Z-O-Y-I-A.
Zoya grass. There you have it.
Zoya grass.
Do you know the space?
I'm thinking about doing it too. As we've been talking, I've been looking at it. And then looking at the YouTube video, and I'm like, you don't need a plug. You just need I got an auger on my power drill and just go burp, burp, burp.
Ooh.
I got to figure out how many plugs I need, so I got to go measure on my lawn.
What's the
They're 1 foot apart.
Oh, wow. 1 foot square?
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be interesting. What, another email. Do you know how many times both of you boys have moved in your lives?
In my entire life? Yes.
You do? How many times have you moved in your entire life?
Okay, from San Diego.
Yes.
As a child.
Child.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, that's one.
Minnesota back to San Diego.
That's two.
San Diego to England. And England to Virginia.
Okay.
Virginia back to San Diego.
Okay.
Then California, then the internal, so then Camp Pendleton to Sacramento.
Okay.
Sacramento back to Camp Pendleton.
Okay.
Camp Pendleton back to Virginia.
Okay.
Virginia back to California.
Okay.
And California to Texas.
10.
Sacramento. And I was lucky.
Yes.
I spent a long time, you know, in the second or first marine division.
I know. My God. In an era that homesteading supposedly wasn't allowed, Mike homesteaded. You were supposed to flip coasts and all this other bullshit the Marine Corps was doing.
Yeah, diversification.
It was all stupid as hell. I grew up in Sacramento. We moved to Sacramento. Does that count? That doesn't count. I won't count.
Yeah,
that.
You count every time you move.
Okay, so once in Sacramento.
I did.
And then down to San Diego to go to school, up to Los Angeles, to Quantico when I enlisted, Quantico to Pendleton, back to California. I stayed, got married, and we were and then moved from San Clemente to Guacome Park out the back gate. Vista to Quantico again. Quantico to Fort Knox for 6 months of school. Fort Knox to 29 Palms. 29 Palms to Southern California. Southern California to North Dakota. North Dakota back to Southern California. 13.
Wow.
Yeah. Mike should have moved more in his military career.
Oh, yeah. In 31 years.
How did you avoid that? Did you just do your schmooze thing?
I'm just lucky.
How come that guy never moves? Some of it lucky.
I did, but then we look at, like I said, all the units that I was in the 1st Marine Division. You know? You know, I served in every regiment except the 7th Marine Regiment.
Boom. Well, 3rd LAR, that's part of the Regimental Combat Team 7. Does that count?
No, it doesn't count.
Well,
3rd LAR is part of the division. It's a division unit. It doesn't count. It's a division unit. It doesn't. And then in the 5th Marine Regiment, in all the battalions.
So the division has two separate light armored reconnaissance battalions.
Yeah, first and third.
And they fall under separate combat teams, but they're not part of them. So I don't get the claim.
When you build combat teams, that's all on paper.
Montana man doesn't like when I move my mic stand. He thinks it's a chair. It drives him crazy. Montana man, you're on probation, okay?
Yeah, you don't get the comment.
Silencio,
like that.
You only have 10 more months.
That's right.
Ten more months.
I think we're going to have a probation hearing probably in the next 2 months. Christmas, maybe.
We'll let him plead his case?
Yeah.
For what?
To see. It's going to be a kangaroo court. He's going to be found guilty anyway. It'll just be fun to actually...
Let him plead it. Because you told him it was an impartial panel that considered his case.
I know. We'll just tell him that he can plead his case.
All right. We'll give him
He's
got to
write an essay.
No writing. Come on, who writes?
That's what makes it more fun.
We'll let him come on.
Oh, you know what? We'll have him do a skit.
Oh, No, he should plead his case. Why going to the concert with his sister was a better course of action? Okay.
You know what? If we have him come on, it's going to be like a debate with Republicans and Democrats.
No, it's not. Mike, it's a court martial, right? It's an appeal. Right.
So
you have
you
to
and
hear
I are
going to
be the judge, jury,
exactly. We are the two members of the special court martial.
And we're going to be very impartial.
As we are. We're fair. I'm fair.
I'm fair.
Like, look, I say fuck China, but I don't say fuck China for no reason. I say fuck China because they're bullshit, right?
I don't give them the time of day, so I don't know.
Yeah, so they haven't. But I consider it on the merits, okay? All right? So, yeah. So, I'll be happy to be
Believe me,
a member.
You want me in your jury pool.
Yeah, that's true. Mike will be fair. I'm fair. Like, if he's got, if there's merit to his case, which we both know there isn't, if there is, though, or even this, if he can mount a substantial defense of what he did, I would consider, you know what, that was good. We should lower it. I would even support that. But if what we get is arrogance and bad attitude,
yeah, arrogance, bad
that
attitude,
is not, that's not
temper,
how you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not how you petition the court.
Nope.
That will not work.
No.
That will not work.
Don't apply in my court.
Senator Jeff Flake says he will vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh.
Who, Flake?
Yep.
You know what? Kudos to that guy. Because that was the one guy that I was like,
guy's going to be dead to me.
Yep.
Going to be dead to me because there's no reason he should not be confirmed. And
no,
again,
this is that whole typical, the report comes out, and of course, they didn't interview enough people.
Right.
Whatever.
Right, no.
They interviewed people that were had pertinent information. You know, the FBI is not going to disregard someone's testimony. They looked at this thing and said, okay, these are the people we want to go after.
And, again,
and in the end, it came out that there was nothing to substantiate.
Which would have been found out if Senator Feinstein would have turned the letter over when she first got it, which would have found out, and this whole circus would have never happened. And so,
that's what they wanted. They wanted the circus.
And that's, that's why Dianne Feinstein ought to be thrown out of the Senate. That's why this shit should stop. All right? And all this was and the worst part is, if you read current events, the worst part is every trend line about Republican voters has gone up. Now they're pissed. Now they're going to vote. Now they're going to bring a friend. And every trend line that the Democrats had that was going in their favor towards the midterm elections has now narrowed. Because people around the country have watched this. And Mike said it yesterday, right? We're discussing that he threw ice at a party in high school? Are you shitting me? And it's irritated, right? Not only Republicans, but independents, too. The president's approval rating is above 50% for crying out loud, right? And that guy.
That.
The human.
Come on.
Yeah, the human flamethrower is above 50%.
Yeah.
How pissed off do people.
Toxic himself, yeah.
How pissed off do people have to be for his approval rating to be above 50%? But they're watching. I mean, you know, I think people like, I get it. But this is bullshit. This whole thing is bullshit. And shame on her. I mean, honestly, shame on her for doing what they did. And the worst part is that they sat down and they strategized this. All right, well, we can give the letter to him now. No, because look, we can't find anything that corroborates this. So the way we're going to use this is, you know, let the hearing go. We'll introduce it at the end. We'll make this thing go right. Slide right on the calendar, and then hopefully we can get it to pass the election, and then maybe, you know, we'll close the gap in the Senate, and then he won't get to name a judge.
They were trying
That's
to
the game.
Into the media circus to see if, you know, how far it was spent.
That's and again, that was the game.
And then
though.
You got Trevor and Seth and all those idiots that think they're political commentators at late night, you know, doing snippets on this, and make you know like, you know, this is a mockery. This is a mockery of our. Democratic? No, you're making a mockery. Your existence is a mockery.
Yeah, I don't think they understand the political system. It's like Hillary Clinton saying recently, like, we should do away with the Electoral College. No, the Electoral College is part of the way this country balances itself out so the population centers of this country don't dominate it politically. It was set up that way by the founding fathers. That's why we have one in our legislation. We have one body that's represented by population, which is the House, and then we have another body that has equal representation for everybody, and they're forced to compromise. There's this constant balance of our system, and that's what the Electoral College is. It's so the big cities did not dominate the nation politically. And then you hear somebody like Hillary Clinton, and you're just like, you don't understand our history. You don't understand why it exists. You're just pissed because you didn't get
you
what
didn't
you
win.
Want.
Yeah, you want to change the rules because you didn't win. That's not how it works, boys and girls.
Arrogance and a bad attitude is what you will get every time.
We'll get you a first-class ticket to the island.
Exactly.
I'm serious.
Why wouldn't he just plead his case? Why wouldn't he just say, look, I'll accept it. I'll plead my case. At least he would get a chance to come off probation. So, I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I wonder if San Clemente Island could hold all of these people.
Well, it could because we do gunnery exercises on it on a relatively... Do they still do gunnery exercises there? Or have we shut that down too?
I think we were shutting it. They were narrowing our scope when I was division because we went out to San Clemente. You know, I took it upon myself to... Here's Gunner Mike Musselman again, walking into 3rd Fleet Headquarters down in San Diego.
Hey, boys.
I'm Gunner Mike Musselman. And then, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to bring a battalion of Marines to San Clemente Island and blow that place up again. And then I travel up to San Clemente Island and talk to those guys. And these guys were ancient dinosaurs. And they're like, yeah, we used to do that. And I said, yeah, back when I was Lance Corporal, that's what I want to do it again. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. So we did. We started bringing companies back out there. We started doing mortar shoots. We started bringing air out there. We used to shoot naval gunfire on there.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
You know, so we started doing all that stuff. And we started shooting naval gunfire again. You know, 5-inch naval gun. Not like the 16 inches back in the day, but still good enough. But then we were dropping air. But it was like pulling teeth, man. You know?
Joke.
Because all the environmentalists out there are talking about, oh, this bird or this ant or this caterpillar or this moth. So I'm at a meeting. And this is the liberal mindset. This is how stupid they can get. So the environmentalists, they're mostly liberal.
Yes.
And the women are, well, the people there, you really can't tell the gender. So you just call them Pat. You know, they didn't like that because they thought it was demeaning. So we're at this meeting and we're talking about coming out to the island, and then they're showing the environmental law. We have concerns about this and this plant and this only plant. This is the San Clemente cactus, and it only grows on San Clemente Island. You're like, then dig it up and carry it across the channel and bury it on the mainland, and then now it'll grow there.
Yeah,
and I'm sure it'll fare well because it's the same temperature climate. You know, but no, they play this game of, well, the animals here are the indigenous species. And I'm like, it's an island. There's no indigenous species. They're all introduced by man. So, there's no fresh water on San Clemente.
Who is this troublemaker?
So they're like, who's this man speaking the truth? And so,
white man. I'm not a white man.
And I said, okay, let me give you guys a quick brief of history because I had done mine. And I said, who was the people on this island that slaughtered all of the coyotes that were on this island? You people. Why did you slaughter the coyotes? Because of the goat, the San Clemente goat. Right? Remember the goat?
Yes.
And so then the San Clemente goat, they brought these predatory animals to, because there was no predators for the goat, and they wanted to curb the population, so they, they tried to play God, so they brought these animals on there. That didn't work. And then they decided, you know what, the goats aren't working. We got to get rid of the goats. So the ones that they didn't kill, they removed from the island completely and put them down here in the southwest of the United States. I mean, so the goats are here in Texas. They're, you know, they're called Catalina goats. And they're down here in Louisiana. They're everywhere. They're not huge. You're not supposed to really hunt them, I don't think, because, again, they're non-indigenous. But, you know, it was this whole, but you guys did this. Well, we did that for because the goats were eating this plant. I'm like, ah, then what are you going to do now? So then there was a bird, and I can't remember the bird. It was like a thresher or something like that. And this bird, and so here's Mike Musselman again at this meeting, and they're talking about this bird. They're concerned about this bird because it only lives on this island. And I said, what? You mean the bird's stupid, not stupid, smart enough to fly off the island? He doesn't have that endurance to fly across the channel? How did he get here?
He walked.
He washed up on the, you know, their shipwreck? I mean, come on. How did he get here? So they're trying to tell me that, and this is the great one. Well, we're having problems with the bird population. I said, why? What's eating the bird? And they said, well, nothing's eating the bird, but the bird lays its eggs on the ground. And since there's a huge ant problem, the ants are eating the eggs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I said, hey, why not? Let's go to Africa, grab a bunch of ant eaters and bring them over here, and they'll eat the ants. But then we need something to eat the anteaters.
And so we'll bring
it. You guys are crazy.
We'll bring in naval gunfire.
Take all the plants and move them to the Conus.
Okay, why are those people even out there on that island? It's a Navy.
The Navy likes to be nice. We did the same thing at Camp Pendleton. Remember that sign if you drive on I-5? It says Camp Pendleton.
Yes.
Protecting
California's natural resources.
Yeah, no, we're protecting our freedoms, our way of life. These are Marines training on this base.
We're not here to protect wildlife. Then why did we put that sign up?
Because it looks good. It sells. It's great. When they do interviews there, you have that sign in the background. You know, 10,000 acres just burned on Camp Pendleton through a pyrotechnic.
Yeah, those civilians brought on Camp Pendleton Island because it was a naval preserve and it was used for gunnery. That's what it was used for.
We used to bomb the shit out of the island.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. We used to sink stuff off the island. They do a lot of stuff. They still do some not ready for a podcast, but they do some other stuff there that's really cool.
Right. Well, you know, we started using it with the Japanese during Iron Fist, yes? We're doing some stuff out there with them.
Yeah, well, they have, you know, on San Clemente Island, they have bunkers that were to protect in case, you know, artillery bunkers that protect the mainland from Japanese invasion.
Well, I got in the news, we've been doing that for a few years with the Japanese, but it got in the news a year or two ago saying that the American Marines and the Japanese Marines were doing a joint exercise to conduct a simulated seizure of a small island.
That was us.
And the Chinese,
that was when I was at division.
Right, the Chinese were like, hey, wait a minute, what's going on? Why are you guys doing that? No, nothing to see here. We're just practicing our skill set, but, yeah.
Yeah, and it was sad because when the Japanese Navy showed up with their amphibious task force,
it
was bigger than ours.
That is sad. We just signed up to build more ships.
Third Fleet didn't like it when I was down there when we were asking for ships for our exercises, and they'd always come up with excuses saying, well, they can't do that.
Can't go to sea.
That ship is in serve. It can't go to sea. And I finally said, you know what? I'm going to go down to Mexico and see if the Mexican Marines want to bring their ships up. And then he kind of looked at me like, that's not funny.
It wasn't. Let me tell you what's really not funny. What's not funny is looking at your ship readiness for years and seeing the same shit over and over and over again. You can't go to sea. That's what's not funny. So, shame on you. All right, what are you doing this weekend other than watching some baseball?
Like I said, the class tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, lawn's done, so I don't have to tackle that. And then making some tamale pie.
Now, you've been inspired? Comfort
food.
Yeah,
I am. I've already picked up what I'm going to make, so.
The chef got asked this last hour, and his answer was salt and pepper, so I'll ask you. Do you have a favorite rub that you put on steaks?
Yeah, I told you. You asked me before. Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper.
I do the Himalayan pink salt, and I have my own peppercorns that I grind.
They have it. So the two biggest foodies on the program both use salt and pepper. All right, man.
But I use salt as a finishing. So the salt that I add is it's a finishing salt.
As opposed to a regular salt?
Yeah, like an iodine salt.
It's a finishing salt. What's
so called? I use like the pink Himalayan or I use the Hawaiian black salt.
Ooh. That's exotic salt. Does it taste different? Or is it just like is it just like you being smarter than the rest of us?
Well, that's always the case.
Montana man asked that the other day. Is Gunner being funny? Yeah. Why is he poking you? Why all of a sudden?
Because he, I don't know.
I think he wants a little confrontation.
No, he's just having fun. He's just that way.
He is.
He's silly.
You only poke when you're looking for a reaction.
That's true. To poke.
I'm not saying, but he seems to want a confrontation with you.
No.
And this was, here's the quote. Is Gunner trying to be smarter than everybody or is this funny? And he could have just asked, like, what's this about? Right?
Well, the answer to that is both.
And, he likes his probation. Probation is pretty nice.
Nice thing on probation.
All right. Well, good luck. Get used to it. Get used to it then. If that's your attitude, then so be it. All right. Have a good weekend. Go Yankees.
All right, man. I'll talk to you.
There you have it. There you have it, Michael Musselman here on a Friday. Yeah, San Clemente Island. You know, I never got to go out there. I helped put stuff together that went out there, right? But I never got to set foot on the island. My guys like Mike got to do a lot of fun stuff that the rest of us didn't get to do, right? Because he would like, he had this job that's kind of a hybrid job in the Marine Corps of being a quote-unquote gunner, where you're at a high enough level where you plan and you have some control and, well, not so much control, but you can influence things. But then you can hop in and do them. Most of the rest of us, we don't get to do that stuff, right? We're planners and this and that and the other thing. And some of the other guys, the Marines, get to do that. Well, Mike could tag along if you want and say, yeah, I got it. I'm tagging along with those guys. So he had his job is the way he did it, pretty cool little gig that he, and he was not opposed, as you might be able to tell, he was not opposed to working it for his own good. Yeah, he's not afraid to work his own deal. Okay, that's, I guess, what I'm trying to say. So that'll do it. Senate has voted 51-49 to advance Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to a final vote. Here you have it. Winning song.
The Cubs went out and got Aroldis Chapman.
I missed the best part. Hold on. Go on. The I like when they cut the music. Yeah. The anyway. That'll do it on a Friday. The if you're a baseball fan, good weekend. It'll be fun. If you're not, then have a good time raking leaves and doing yard work. Don't touch that dial. Interesting program today. This is entitled Douchebag. That awkward feeling when you realize that Jane Fonda actually spent more time in Vietnam than you did. And it's a picture of, what's that dude's name? He's on a Senate Judiciary Committee. He lied about going to Vietnam. Can you imagine that? Don't bring up Jane Fonda's name, though. The Vietnam guys hate her. And Jane Fonda's on her own, you know, PR campaign with her HBO or Showtime special. Blumenthal is his name. What, Richard Blumenthal? Lied about going to Vietnam. Amazing, right? Amazing shit. It's like, you have to be making this up. This can't be true. Oh, it's true. What? Yeah, it's straight up true. Wait, so it's Richard Blumenthal, right? Sidney Blumenthal, that's the, the Clintons. The Clintons, fixer, right? Go to Snopes. Did Senator Richard Blumenthal misrepresent his military service? Connecticut Democrat admitted making false and misleading statements about his military record, but insists he had misspoken. What? Blumenthal made a handful of false and misleading statements about having served in Vietnam during the period of American involvement in the war there. Blumenthal insisted that those misrepresentations were totally unintentional, as he has also more accurately and modestly represented his military service at other times. This is what caused the bugaboo. At a ceremony honoring veterans and senior citizens who sent presents to soldiers overseas, Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut rose and spoke of an earlier time in his life. Quote, "We have learned something important since the days that I served in Vietnam." Said this to a group gathered in Norwalk, Connecticut, in 2008. Quote, "And you exemplify it. Whatever we think about the war, whatever we call it, Afghanistan or Iraq, we owe our military men and women unconditional support. There is one problem. Mr. Blumenthal never served in Vietnam. He obtained 5 military deferments between 1965 and 1970. And took repeated steps that enabled him to avoid going to war, according to records. He completed his studies at Harvard, pursued a graduate fellowship in England, served as a special assistant to the Washington Post publisher, Katharine Graham, and ultimately took a job in the Nixon White House. In 1970, with his last deferment in jeopardy, he landed a coveted spot in the Marine Corps Reserve, which virtually guaranteed he would not be sent to Vietnam. He joined the unit in Washington that conducted drills and other exercises and focused on local projects like fixing a compound and organizing Toys for Tots. After checking an archive of Connecticut newspapers, we confirmed two separate statements in which Blumenthal either claimed or strongly implied that he had played a role in combat operations in Vietnam. In May of 2003, the Bridgeport News reported on a rally in support of American troops in Iraq, which had been organized by local Veterans Council. During his speech at the rally, Blumenthal contrasted the support shown for troops in 2003 with that shown to American military personnel returning to Vietnam. Quote, "When we returned, we saw nothing like this," Blumenthal said, suggesting that he had personally been among those troops who served in the country of Vietnam, which he was not. Blumenthal said that he was observing at City Hall. What he was observing at City Hall moved him. Quote, "I can't match the elegance of this picture. I'm so proud to see the American flag, veterans' families, people whose hearts are still fighting overseas. When we returned, we saw nothing like this. Let us do better by this generation of men and women." In May of 2007, the Milford mayor reported on that year's Memorial Day parade in the city. Blumenthal again suggested that he was among the troops subjected to abuse and harassment upon their return to the United States from Vietnam. This is from the newspaper itself. Attorney General Richard Blumenthal said Milford was possibly the most beautiful spot in the state Sunday afternoon as people stood around the bandstand to salute fallen veterans. Quote, "In Vietnam, we had to endure the taunts and insults, and no one said, welcome home. I say welcome home." As reported by the New York Times in March of 2008, Blumenthal told a group of veterans in Norwalk, Connecticut, "We have learned important things since the days I served in Vietnam." He stands now for truth, justice, and the American way, guarding our civil liberties as a member of the Senate, serving on the Senate Judiciary Committee. What a piece of shit. And I apologize to every other piece of shit for lumping him in with you, but you guys deserve it. So, I mean, honestly, you think, like, that has to be made up, yes? That has to be made up. There's no way that that's true. Hold on, stand by. This will take it now that I'm angry. My anger music. Blumenthal. Please. What a joke. He's an American senator. Clown show, man. Stand up and be indignant. I don't ever want to hear anything that comes out of your mouth. Only a total piece of shit. Right? Lies about their military service. Blumenthal, shut up. Mute his mic. Yeah, you, the people from Connecticut were stupid enough to send you here. Then, you know, I get it. So be it. Okay? There's nothing we can do about that. But we're not going to listen to you, okay? We're not going to listen to you. And in terms of China, China is a con game, right? Dangling their demand for products in front of companies and saying, come to China, make millions of dollars, but you have to have a Chinese partner. You have to give your technology to the partner. And then we will steal everything from everybody else. And don't call bullshit on us, because we are China. We have a big economy. And don't think that you can sail in international waters anymore, because we've decided, in spite of the International Court of the Hague, we've decided that we don't play by those rules. Oh, really? And let me tell you, and Barack Obama, I mean, he's a bobblehead. Okay. Barack Obama's social media man. Don't ask him to tackle a hard problem. Don't ask him to do the right thing. Don't ask him to stand up on his hind legs. Clown. And Connecticut elected Blumenthal after he was exposed. What else do we need to say about Connecticut? It's the nutmeg state. Another email. Even if he's a former Marine, hey, we have pieces of shit that are Marines. Guy that up in the bell tower at the University of Texas in Austin, piece of shit. Lee Harvey Oswald, piece of shit. Richard Blumenthal, piece of shit. Repeatedly lying like that? Come on, man. And then have did you not think you were going to get caught? Yeah, China. And let me tell you, Donald Trump, right, the human flamethrower, has got just about every one of these policies right, in my opinion. What you've had, I mean, first of all, George Bush, stupid president, okay? Started a war we did not need to start, right? Destabilized that whole region, we're still paying for it. Congratulations, Condoleezza Rice, all the menses that are involved with that, Paul Wolfowitz, Don Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, Dick Cheney, all those idiots. Congratulations. Way to start something only a fool would start. We could contain the Soviet Union, but we got to go in there. And we're just going to knock it over and give it to somebody else, and it's going to leave. And the three factions that have been held together by a dictator are going to get along. Right? Right. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. You can see why the music's good. I could so fucking feel it. It's awesome hate music, man. You can feel it pumping, like your heartbeat, pumping your black blood. Let's go do this, boys. Yeah, if you want this MP3, it's 11 minutes and 18 seconds of hate. If you loop it, shoot me an email. I'll be happy to send it. Yeah. So we as Americans have caused most of these problems because we have appeasers and weak people that go into the Oval Office. You know, the fucking reset button with the Russians? Are you kidding me? Clown shit. Barack Obama is Bozo the Clown. Weak. So anyway, I'm going to get happy right now. I love this song, though. So I'm going to play something that dedicated to Chris Bronze. He's getting promoted to colonel today. Battle Buddy Times 2, a great Marine, loves music. He's a music dork. And He's getting promoted today to the rank of colonel. So congratulations, Bronze. Richly deserved. If you're a Marine, find out who Chris Bronzy is. Be like him. You'll do great things. Have a great weekend. On a Friday, All Marine Radio. Over and... fucking out. Did I mention fuck China? If I didn't, fuck China. This is dedicated to Joker 6, Chris Bronzy, American Marine.